The city of East Lansing bills itself as the city of the arts. City officials are considering a measure that some say could strengthen that image. On Wednesday, the city council is expected to take up a proposal dubbed the Percent for Art. It would require that 1% of the total cost of a new development go toward public art. East Lansing Mayor Nathan Triplett is a supporter. He joins us today to tell us more, and we're eager to get his take on Proposal 1 in tomorrow's primary before he gets out of the studio. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you for having me.
There would be some parameters in this proposal that we want to clarify from the outset. This would apply to projects receiving general fund dollars from the city, correct?
There's a public component and a private component. On the public side, 1% of all general fund dollars spent on public facilities and capital improvements would be set aside. So the city is not asking the private sector to carry this alone. The city would be contributing as well. The private component, as you correctly allude to, is 1% of projects, private developments that exceed that $500,000 threshold in the city would have to choose from a series of options to meet the requirement. They could donate 1%. They could install public art equal to 1% in the project themselves. They could donate a work of art elsewhere or any combination thereof to hit that 1% threshold.
But a state-funded project, for example, would not be subject to this provision.
That's right. A state-funded project would not be subject to it, and the city also receives a number of different revenue streams, things like PA 51 road dollars, sewer fund dollars that your water and sewer bill are paying for. None of those funds would be used for this purpose, only general fund dollars on the city side.
And I'm also led to believe there is a ceiling as well.
That's right. On the private development side, no project, regardless of its size, would ever be asked to expend or contribute more than $25,000. So for many projects in the city, the 1% threshold would actually be substantially less because of that cap.
And you've pointed out this is apparently not an uncommon way for municipalities to spruce up their cities. How common is this approach?
Well, right now, according to the Americans for the Arts, there are about 350 of these ordinances across the United States that have been in existence for anywhere from several decades to relatively new. The percentages vary from a half of 1% all the way up to some communities that contribute as much as 5%. I think that our proposal is a good first step and a happy medium between those alternatives at 1% with both a public component and a private component so that everyone is contributing towards this overall goal of having robust public art in the East Lansing community.
And why do you like it so much? What could this do in your view?
Well, I think from a municipal government perspective, setting aside whether you like art or you don't like art, from a municipal government perspective, having a robust public art program helps create community identity. It helps create a sense of place in our downtown. It sets East Lansing apart from other communities. Think of the city of Grand Rapids and how it's become synonymous with the orange sculpture that's in front of their city hall. It's even their city symbol. Or Chicago and the Cloud Gate, or the Bean, as some people call it. These structures become synonymous with communities, and it helps set them apart.
It would add to the costs of the developer and might be considered a disincentive as well. Does that concern you?
It doesn't, and the reason why is because I think we've set the limits such that the marginal expense that this would create is far outweighed by the benefit to the community, and more importantly, as I've explained, developers aren't just required to write a check. There's a number of options, including doing it themselves and incorporating it into their own project, donating a piece of art, or choosing any combination thereof. So we've tried to craft this proposal to give them maximum flexibility to create the community benefit, but do it in a way that's appropriate to their project.
Colin Cronin of DTN Management, whose company is working with the city on two major development projects, told the Lansing State Journal he is, quote, likely supportive, unquote, which must be encouraging. Generally, would you expect developers to at least be okay with this, if not support it enthusiastically?
I think once people hear the details of the proposal, they're likely to be supportive, just like Colin. If you tell them we're going to charge you 1% and that's your only option and there's no way around it, I think that you would find some opposition to that. But we're committed to working through the details to create these options so a developer like Colin, for example, could simply choose to incorporate art into his project, and that would be acceptable and could make different decisions for different projects depending on what's appropriate. So we're trying to balance the need to be business friendly and maintain reasonable regulations in East Lansing while at the same time recognizing that this is a priority for our residents and for our community, and it can be done in partnership between the public and private sector in a way that's been done elsewhere very successfully.
East Lansing Mayor Nathan Triplett is our first guest here today on Current State. We're talking about a proposal called the Percent for Art, which would assign 1% of the total cost of a new development toward public art in the city of East Lansing. There are some parameters involved in that as well. Colin did wonder aloud if the funds might be better spent by earmarking it to art and music festivals. And East Lansing is known for art and music festivals. We got one this weekend. What do you think of that proposal? Is that an option, or could that be an option?
It is an option. So the ordinance as it's currently written gives the Arts Commission the responsibility to oversee the public art fund. And one of the things that those art dollars could be directed towards was the support of festivals, again, within certain parameters. So we've tried to define this in a way that gives the Arts Commission also a great deal of flexibility so they can take a proposal, whether it's a festival or a sculpture installation or something else, look at the community, look at its needs and wants, and make an appropriate decision about how to allocate those funds, including the possibility of funding some of our existing festivals.
Is this just getting out there, or have you begun to hear back from residents about this?
We've had quite a bit of communication, positive communication from our residents about this proposal, even though it's only at a very initial stage. At this point, all council has done, or what we will be doing Wednesday, is taking the formal action to introduce and refer it to several of our city boards and commissions for their input. But at this stage already, we've had folks come and speak in favor of it at council meetings, and we've also had a pretty high volume of email communication in support of the proposal to this point.
And where do you think the city council's head is at on this, generally?
I mean, as with most things, I think there are some detailed questions that we need to work out, but I would say by and large, the feedback I've gotten from my colleagues is extremely positive, and folks are looking more towards figuring out how to work out a few of those details than they are being opposed to the proposal. So I think that they're on board.
Where is the city and DTN right now on the park project, and how are you feeling about it?
So a proposal has been submitted for both the DTN properties and the properties that are not controlled by DTN. Those proposals are working their way through the Planning Commission process right now. More importantly, what we'll be discussing on Wednesday night as a city council is whether or not to submit a question to the voters at this November's election that would authorize the sale, not require, but authorize the sale of the city parking lots that would be part of the DTN project. So ultimately, that's going to be a key decision point in this project, whether voters will give the council permission to consider selling some of those city parking lots to be part of a park district redevelopment project.
And how long do you expect that proposal to be discussed?
Well, the proposal, whether or not to put things on the ballot, will have to be decided Wednesday to meet the criteria for November's election. So we will know Wednesday night whether or not the council has voted to put this on the ballot in November.
Okay, lots going on in East Lansing. Tell us how you feel about Proposal 1 and why.
I'm supporting Proposal 1, and I would encourage voters to do the same. It is not a perfect solution. But what has been critical to municipal folks like me from the very beginning is if the legislature wanted to eliminate the personal property tax, they had to provide replacement revenue. The Municipal League's position from the get-go was that they needed to have replacement revenue at 100%. So it was not a cut to local units of government that, frankly, over the last decade have been asked to carry the burden of over $6.2 billion in cuts to revenue sharing. We just can't take that kind of cut anymore. Proposal 1 is essentially a vote on replacement revenue. A yes vote guarantees replacement revenue to community. A no vote kicks it back to the legislature for them to do what they might. And to be completely frank with you, I've got good reason not to trust the financial decisions that are made by this legislature from a community perspective. And voting yes on Proposal 1 will ensure that cities across the state get the replacement revenue that they need to contribute towards helping provide essential services like police and fire protection, infrastructure, et cetera.
It's a complicated proposal that involves the tax code. What do you make of voters who are inclined to vote it down because they simply do not understand it? How big of a concern is that to you?
I think confusion is a concern with any ballot proposal, and in particular one as complex as this, but that's why those of us who have decided to support it are working hard to try and communicate the essence of the proposal, which is replacement revenue. A yes vote is a support for replacement revenue, and a no vote is a vote to kick it back to the legislature and see what they'll do with it. And I fear that what the legislature would choose to do would be far more negative for our communities and our residents.
And we know where to find you this weekend, correct?
I'll be at the Great Lakes Folk Festival all weekend.
Every East Lansing voter knows where to find the mayor this weekend.
Absolutely, and we look forward to seeing lots of folks there in downtown East Lansing.
The Great Lakes Folk Festival this weekend. Again, be looking for Current State live down there Friday evening. Nathan Triplett is the mayor of East Lansing. Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you.